Our scripture readings today, Romans 12, 2 and Joshua 1, 8. Romans 12, 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Joshua 1, 8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
Well, I'm going to pray one more time, because I like to pray that we receive his word. Lord, we just thank you again. We come to you and we ask that you touch our hearts and our minds, that we receive your word today, God, that it'll be a blessing to those who are here, who are listening. And we ask, God, that you just be in the midst of it. Let your Holy Spirit touch and meet the needs of all of your people here under the sound of my voice today. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And I give honor to our elders and our trustees and to the congregation this morning. I'm going to sing another song, so you all hope you'll enjoy it. But it's another song that goes along with our sermon today. And it's a song that the seasoned saints, when I was growing up, they would sing this song. And it says, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. It ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. It ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I like that song. It gives me a hope in the mornings. I wake up and I think about having my mind just on God and all the things that he can do for me on the day and all the things that I can do back for him. And so that's what I kind of want to talk today about. Like I said, when we were younger, we were in a traditional Pentecostal church. And that was one of the songs the senior saints would sing to us. And then they would get up and they'd testify and they'd say, you know what? If you keep your mind on Jesus, it'll help you to love your enemies. It'll help you to do right by God. It'll help you. So that's what I want to talk about today, because sometimes our minds are so full of the cares of this world. We just get so bogged down with all of the things that are going wrong in the world and all of the things that the stresses that we have in our life. But if we keep our mind on Jesus, he will guide us and direct us into the way he'd have us to go. And we won't have to have so much stress. So that's what I want to talk about today, from the topic, Free Your Mind. And I was thinking, one other story to share. I was sitting in on Bible study, this last Bible study that they had, and Brother Darrell had mentioned almost the same thing. And I thought, this is definitely the topic to talk about. He had mentioned that he finds that he has to wake up in the morning and think about Jesus. He has to think about him throughout his day to keep the enemy from attacking his mind. And he didn't say it in that way, but that's what I got from what he was saying. And it blessed me because it's so true. We have to just wake up and keep our thoughts and our minds on God and what he has for us and his goodness and his mercy. And we can fight off all of the negative thoughts that come. And so today we're going to talk about how to free your mind from all those negative thoughts, those stresses and the cares of this world. First scripture, Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And Paul here, he's telling us to not get so caught up in the cares of this world. And it's so easy. If you watch the news, it's so easy to get caught up in the things that are going on. And if you buy into the stresses of your children and your grandchildren and what's going on, it's so easy to get caught up in those things. But he's telling us constantly, renewing our mind, be renewed in our mind and be transformed by renewing our mind. And so he's telling us not to get caught up in those worldly things and those things that come to distract us from God and from being in his presence and from loving him and his goodness. So we need to know, no matter what comes our way, our lives are in his hands and he's working it together on our behalf. So Matthew says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. So if we are keeping our mind renewed, we are able to seek him first. All of those stresses, all of those cares, all of those worries, he'll take care of those for us if we're keeping him first in our thoughts, keeping him first in our mind. This makes me think of Joseph and the story of Joseph. And I'm slowing down because I think I'm talking too fast. So I'm trying to slow it down a little bit. But this makes me think of the story of Joseph. And I think of all of the things that Joseph went through, from his brothers putting him into the pit, from working for Potiphar and his wife having him put in jail, being in jail, until finally he was second in command in Egypt. Every time I would read of Joseph, not once did I see him or read of him being disturbed by all of those things. Joseph always kept a positive spirit and a positive outlook. When he was in Potiphar's house was blessed because Joseph was there. He had a positive outlook. He had a free mind because he would put God first. He knew what God had called him to do. He knew the plans God had for him. He knew the visions God had for him. So when he was in Potiphar's house was blessed. When Potiphar's wife put Joseph in jail, when he was in jail, jail was blessed. It worked well for them. He rose quickly to be the leader in jail. But his mind, the point I want to get to is that his mind was always on God. His mind was always on God's promises for him. He didn't get caught up in the fact that he was in jail. He got caught up in, God has a plan for me. I'm going to use my gifts where I'm at right now. I'm going to use them here at this point. And so to me, Joseph is a wonderful example of keeping our mind free and keeping it stayed on Jesus, as the song said, keeping it stayed on God in Joseph's case. He didn't dwell on the negative things. He kept his mind free, and God blessed him for that, for keeping his mind free. So my next scripture that I want to talk about, which will be the next slide, is Joshua 1 and 8. This is kind of a way to keep your mind free. This tells us a way of how to keep our mind free from stress, free from anxiety, free from distractions. Joshua 1 and 8 says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Now, Joshua, we find out how to free our mind. We have to get the word of God and meditate on it day and night. That means always having his word in your heart, leaning on it, depending on it, finding the scripture that blesses you and keeping that in your spirit all day long. For example, my favorite scripture of all is Romans 8:28, and it says, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So whenever I face something that's stressful or something that I feel, oh, maybe I can't quite do this, I turn to that scripture. I keep it. I meditate on it all day. I say it. I remember when I was in school, I had it written on all of my books. When it felt like, oh gosh, this is just too much to read, too much for me to achieve at this time, I would go back to that scripture and say, God, you said all of this is going to work together for my good. So I would keep it hidden in my heart. And that's what I encourage you to do. Find a scripture that blesses you. Meditate on that scripture day and night. You wake up in the morning. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You meditate on that scripture day and night, all day long. You keep that scripture in your heart and keep it in your mind. And that's a good way of freeing your mind from all the stresses. If you're meditating on his word, the cares of this world, the stresses, the anxieties, they have no place. So, and you know, we tell ourselves many negative thoughts. Have you ever just been, how could you do that? We beat ourselves up a lot in our mind. Why would you do that? And you play it, replay it over and over. Just think if you were instead replaying those scriptures that bless you and help you to grow and keep you from those negative thoughts and self-talk. Amen. Amen. So let's look at our next scripture, Colossians 3 and 2. It says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. So do not get caught up in things of the earth. I know our cares of this world, our children, I know our relationships, our finances, all of those things can have you just bogged down till your mind is just so full of all of those things. But Colossians is telling us to set our mind on things above. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning thinking about God and the good things that he's done for me. So when I was living in Tulsa, and I went there for 2 years to do my doctoral degree, I had a lot of cares. I was worried about my family back home. I never really left them, and my parents were getting older, so I was worrying about them, and was worrying about my school things and how to meet the needs while I was living there in Tulsa. And so I just one day, and this I share this story because I don't want anyone else to ever experience this, but one day I worried so much. That day, I just all day long, instead of having God's word in my heart, knowing that he was going to meet every need and he was going to take care of every care, I just worried, well, what is this going to happen? What's going to happen? And so much so till I went to bed, I woke up, I felt like I had a hangover, like I had been drinking. But now I don't drink. So I hadn't been drinking. It was all worry. Just worry had given me a worry hangover is what I call it. And so I encourage everyone to not go that route, but to know that God, he is our protector, that he has us. Right in the palm of his hand, and he's going to keep you. So you do not have to walk in stress and worry and anxiety, knowing that he's going to keep you. God has us right in the palm of our hand. So what should we think about would be my next question. If we're not going to think and worry about all the stresses and the cares of this world, Philippians 4 and 8 tells us what we should think about. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So it tells us none of those things equate to our struggles that we're having, the bad relationships we may be in, the pressures of our children, of our grandchildren, the worries we have of our family or meeting all of our bills or any of that. No, he's telling us exactly what we should be thinking on. We're going to think on things that are true. Think on things. God loves me. He loves me so much. He's going to meet every need that I have, and I have not to worry. Amen. Amen. So that's what we should be thinking on. Instead of dwelling on what's not right in our life, we need to think about all that is good. Think about what God has done for you. Get praise in your heart and in your mind. And this makes me think of the story of Paul and Silas. And this one is one we just loved in our church because we were singing and praising church. So we were a loud bunch. But I think of Paul and Silas when I think of that. It couldn't have been any worse than being in jail, being imprisoned. And you know, you hadn't done anything actually wrong. You were there because you were out preaching the word of God, but you were in prison. Paul and Silas didn't dwell on the fact that they were in prison. Instead, they got a song in their hearts. They began to pray and sing spiritual songs to the Lord. And we know prison, that would be a horrible place to be in. But they put their minds on praise, and eventually they were freed. And that's what I want, to free our mind. Get your mind on praising God, thanking him. When you get up every morning, I know some people do it in a gratitude journal, but you can just write it every morning. I'm so thankful, God, for my family, for my friends. I thank you that my needs are met. You can get up and put that praise like Paul and Silas. Put it in your heart. Get you a hymn in your mind and in your spirit and sing it all day long as you're driving around. Get that song in your heart and sing it. And that fills you with that praise. It helps to guard the mind from all of that. It frees your mind from the stress and the worry and the cares of this world. I also thought of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even with the threat of the fiery furnace, their minds were free. They knew who God was to them. They knew God was their protector and their savior. And so they didn't sell out. They went to the fiery furnace and he protected them. So I like to think of stories. That's how I try to tie in the, you know, any sermon to just the stories in the Bible and how those people achieved and were, how they came through. That's what I want to say. How they came through their trials and their troubles. And so hopefully it encourages you that you can come through your trials and your troubles, just as those in the Bible did. So I just have a couple more scriptures, but I want to get it in your mind. How to free your mind from the stress. I don't want anyone laying awake at night stressed about how they're going to meet their needs or what's going to happen next. And I don't want you doing that. I want you to know that God has you right in the palm of your hand, of his hand, and he's going to work every situation out for your good. So the next scripture, 1 Peter 4:7. And it says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray." And it is difficult to pray if your mind is filled with all of the cares of this world. And we know, we look on the news and oh my goodness, there's wars and there's inflation. And I mean, if you look at the news, you could really lose heart. And so I want to encourage you. He's telling us, we know it's near, but stay sober of mind. Keep your mind free. Keep it stayed on him, knowing that he's going to work it. Even when it looks the most dire, God is going to work it out and he's going to work it together for your good. This one reminds me of a story of my mom and I. And I have a lot of stories of my mom and I because we traveled and preached together for many, many years. And in this story, it's a little comical, but it explains the point. So we were traveling and we were driving to Arkansas and we were up in the mountains and we looked over into the distance and we saw, oh, what a beautiful mountain. That is just so beautiful. And so our GPS system rerouted us. Said, oh, this route's faster. It'll take you where you want to go faster. So we're okay. So we did it and we were riding and just admiring all the beauty and everything. And before we knew it, we were kind of in that mountain. We were going up and up and up the mountain and we're not fans of heights. And we looked over and we saw, we saw the bottom. And so I was so distressed and scared. I was like, oh my God. Look how high we are. And I said, I want to turn around. I want to turn around. But I knew we were too far in to turn around. And my mom was saying, slow down, slow down, slow down. And we were barely creeping along as it was. And so as we were coming, and of course, God is our keeper and he brought us on out. However, when we came out, she said something that was funny. She said, I'm not sure God could even hear that prayer. I was so full of fear. And that's what I think this scripture was telling us. We have to keep our minds clear. If we had have just relaxed and known that God had us and he was going to bring us through on down the mountain and back onto our route and there would be no hurt, no harm, no danger to us, we could have really enjoyed the beauty of the mountain because it really was beautiful. And it was the trees and, you know, all of it, it was just beautiful. But we really missed it because we were so lost in our anxiety and our fear of being up so high. And so I encourage you to not look at what's around you, but know that God, not the fear of what's around you, but know that God has you and he's going to protect you and keep you in every trial that you may go through. He's going to keep you. God's got you right in the palm of his hand. And for my final scripture today, I'm going to 1 Peter 5:7. And with all of this, the best way to do this, the best way to get your mind free through each of those scriptures that's leading us to this one, it's cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And there's nothing better to know than that we can just give it over to him. There's nothing freer than to know that we can cast our cares on him. We can give those stresses when it feels like they're going to overtake you, when it feels like those negative thoughts are going to overtake you. You can cast it on him. You can give it to God. He'll take it. He'll take it. And you're free. Your mind is free. And you're free then to do the work that he's called you to do. You're free to love your neighbor. You're free to do community service, to care for your family with all the stresses and those anxieties that go along with that. So as I'm coming to the end, if you all remember, I sometimes like to add activities to my sermon. So I know it's not traditional, but I find that it blesses us. I find that it blesses us. So I have an activity that I want to have you help me with today. And this is just an activity that you can use as a tool when the stresses of life get to be too much. You can go to this tool and it'll help you to walk right through those stresses. So what I want you to do is to sit straight up. Sit up in your seat. Get comfortable. And then I want you to close your eyes. So I want you to take a really deep breath and exhale. Now I want you to imagine you're sitting next to Jesus. And he's got his hands out. He's saying, tell me what's going on. Give everything to me. Give me what it is. Your kids, your schooling, the bills, your work, your health, every stress. Give it to me. And he's taking it. Imagine him taking that. Now I want you to take another deep breath. And when you release it, imagine you're giving it all to him. Release it. Amen. Now, you may open your eyes. Feel a little freer. Feel like you've given away some of that stress to God. Now, when you're driving along or you're sitting on your bed or you're sitting in the living room and those stresses begin to take your mind, sit still. Take a deep breath. Give it to him. It's just the act of faith that you're giving it to him. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for those who are here today, God. I ask that you touch them, God, at their very point of need. I ask, God, that they're able to free their minds from all stress and strain and concern, God, that, Lord, you would be in the midst of it. I thank you for your sweet spirit, God, that touches them today. Let your spirit touch each and everyone here in the room, person by person, face by face, God, letting them know that you have them right in the palm of your hand, that you're meeting them at their very point of need. We thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory because you are so worthy. You're so worthy to be praised today. We love you, God. We honor you. You are a worthy God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.